This is Morning Edition from CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. One Aurora police officer was found guilty Thursday for his role in the 2019 death of Elijah McClain. Randy Rodima was convicted on the lesser charges of criminally negligent homicide and assault in the third degree, Attorney General Phil Weiser.
Hopefully today's verdict can be a sign for healing for the Aurora community and for our state. I recognize that some people may not agree with this verdict. All of us, I would urge, must respect our jury system, which is a pillar of our democratic republic.
The assault conviction can mean up to 18 months in prison, and the criminally negligent homicide conviction can bring 1 to 3 years in prison. Rodima's sentencing will take place January 5th. The other officer on trial, Jason Rosenblatt, was found not guilty. And Colorado lawmakers are reacting to the split verdict. Democratic State Representative Leslie Herod was the lead author on a 2020 policing reform bill partially inspired by McClain's death.
What I want to make sure is that, you know, the policy holds accountable bad actors that exist within law enforcement. You know, there are many law enforcement officers who are sworn to serve and protect and in fact do. But for the ones who don't and the ones who do harm in our communities, they should be held accountable. And they shouldn't be able to just go to a different community and do the same harm.
And CPR News will have more reactions to the verdict throughout the day. Overnight, negotiators for the union representing Kaiser Permanente workers announced a tentative agreement to prevent further strikes against the healthcare giant. If approved, it would provide Kaiser workers with a 21% in raises over the next 4 years. Thousands of workers walked off the job for 3 days earlier this month and were set for a second strike starting November 1st. The agreement must be now ratified by workers. It's 7:06.